Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, is on the phone. She does lawyer up for us every week at this time. Let's get into it now. This is more just opinion than case. Yesterday, we saw a guy had been arrested and got the book thrown at him because he owns an Airbnb in Texas, Comfort, Texas. And he had surreptitiously videoed couples naked, having sex in the bedroom in this a cabin that he owns in Texas. And finally, one guy realized, what's that thing next to the television? It was a hidden camera.
Do you think the owner was watching the camera as
he's like poking at it?
The fella got more and more suspicious.
Oh, that's
got closer and closer to the lens.
Rick, that guy's eye.
That's got to be the worst feeling
when his eyeball's right.
Oh, no. No.
Well, it's not a light.
You would think, hey, you know what? You would think if he had been watching that, he would have thrown out the doggone hard drive.
Well, right, good point.
Thousands
good point.
Of images.
Well, he had done it. He had done it to like over 100 couples. I mean, he had seen a bunch of people naked, 2,000 hours of this stuff. So the guy got suspicious, by the way, when he said, this bed right here is a good place for you to sit and watch the sunrise naked if you want to. Have a great stay. There's extra towels in the vanity. See ya. Okay. So Dave made a comment, and he said, I'll bet you half or 60% of the Airbnbs you go into have a recording device in the bathroom, in the bedroom, and will see you naked. And Chris Dim agreed, and I said, no, 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 no. I think maybe there are cameras in the living room, the kitchen, yeah, to see if you steal something. But no way are there. I think the number is like 1% or less.
Yes.
And Biggie agrees. What are your thoughts, Lisa? How many people do you think, I mean, this is not even a lawyer thing, but what do you think?
We want someone smart.
Yeah, somebody smart. We need somebody smart to tell us. What percentage of Airbnbs do you think are doing this type of thing?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of them are doing it. I think, like you said, it's very common to have cameras in common areas, mm-hmm. like living rooms, kitchens, even out, a lot of them outside. And they do that to make sure you don't have an excess number of people or mm-hmm. you're throwing a big party or whatever. And then you don't have, under the law, you don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy in those areas, so they're fine to do that. But I think most of these people, and I think that these hosting companies like Airbnb, I think they inform these hosts of, you know, mm-hmm. how that's illegal and, you know, you'll get in big trouble. And it's part of how they try to avoid liability then when a host goes foul of that.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. Mm-hmm. I mean, because that's got me up nights. Like somebody, look, if I check into an Airbnb, I mean.
And I'm most comfortable nude.
I know you are. Exactly. You're most comfortable nude. Plus, if my wife and I are intimate in one of these Airbnbs.
Well, they're seeing that.
Well, the lights are out.
Well, the lights are. They'd have to put one of those.
Well, but those cameras, you can see.
You look like
night vision.
You look like Paris Hilton.
Night vision goggles.
Then I'm Paris Hilton.
Meerkat.
Yeah. I'm meerkatting.
Yeah.
And here I am.
What is that? Is that a possum? Oh, no. That's a person.
Possum person.
You know, I don't know if you guys got this, but I got an email right before the show or after we talked about this yesterday, and he said that his daughter, I think, travels a lot, and she has bought a piece of technology. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's part of the phone or if it's a separate piece of technology that when she travels to Airbnbs, she'll use it to scan the room.
That's smart.
For cameras.
That is smart.
That's where we are.
That's where we are. Isn't that something? It's always like one against the other.
Good surveillance cameras to keep an eye. They probably started to keep an eye on the babysitter.
That's right.
Or the kids.
And now technology to detect the camera.
Mm-hmm. And now the camera will have, there's always going to be a countermeasure.
Of course, the mm-hmm. camera will do something to be undetectable.
Would you be offended if you found out they turned the camera off when you checked it?
I would. I would be.
Like if you found the camera, you're like, I found your camera. And he's like, I turned it off, dude.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Don't worry about that. That's not filming.
It was on.
We go next to Asheville, North Carolina, where a woman named Carly Cindy has received a letter that her license plate, FARTSM.
The SM is on the side.
It's on the side. That's Smoky Mountains.
It stands for Smoky Mountains, yeah.
But she had an FART for Smoky Mountains. Okay. And they let it.
Or fartasm.
Okay. They let it pass through and said that, okay, you get the license plate. Well, after a while, somebody said, wait a minute now. She's got FART on her license plate. And so the North Carolina DMV came back and said, Carly, you have to give that up. You know darn well what it says. It's, okay, that's a specialized place. It says FART. So she goes on to Reddit and says, can anybody figure out a way where I can keep this license plate? Because she wants it. And the person in Reddit on Reddit said, yeah, why don't you just say that the license plate stands for something, Friends of Asheville Recreational Trails. And she said, what a brilliant idea. Friends of Asheville Recreational Trails. She got a group together. They actually met, took pictures with the license plate and everything.
Bought a website.
Bought a website.
You know a fun fact? Fart now follows me on Twitter.
Okay, so that. Oh. Okay. Listen, I'm for the state. I'm for the government here. I hate
clamp
that.
Down.
I want to clamp down. I hate that word. I hate any kind of fun on license plates. Get rid of it. I think it causes traffic accidents. I think you follow too closely. I can't stand it.
What the fuck?
I'm the only.
What does that say? Get closer.
I'm the only one that is not on this woman's side. Everybody thinks she's so fun when she's just spreading all over the place.
In a brown truck.
I cannot stand it. Lisa, is she going to be able to keep this license plate?
No, she is just doomed. Yeah, she is doomed. So this lady, and I hate it for her because she seems like she's just trying to have fun. I put her photograph with her fart plate on my Instagram.
Oh, Lisa! Lisa! And, how dare you?
in my Facebook, because it was so great. She's just like this sweet, like, homemaker looking lady. She's not a homemaker. She's actually, I forget, she's a professional person, but she's just like this real sweet, like, mom looking person, smiling and holding her fart plate. It's hilarious. But
oh, there she is.
Really, yeah. And it says the SM is the little Smoky Mountain insignia of small and to the right. So it clearly prominently says F-A-R-T. The state of North Carolina takes the position. They actually have a black plate list that it's a black list of plates that they consider bad. They call it the bad list.
Mm-hmm.
And it has over 9,000 variations on it, many of them containing fart. They have vetoed farticus, numbnut, got beer, spastic, COVID, all variations of COVID. I mean, they're just very conservative about it. And the Supreme Court held that license plate regulation is okay because it is government speech. It's a government-issued mm-hmm. plate. And so you don't want, the government can say, look, we don't want to say mm-hmm. those words.
Yeah, right.
And so I think she's getting here. But yeah.
Now. Okay.
What we need is an ending of the movie Spartacus. If you're young, look it up.
Right.
We'll all need to stand up and say, I am Farticus.
Well,
I am Farticus. It's like that Seinfeld episode. Do you remember that Seinfeld episode where Kramer, he accidentally got the proctologist vanity plate? I think it said butt man or something.
Yes. Ass man. He's the ass man.
The ass man.
Ass man. There you go.
You got that right.
let's not joke about it, folks. We can't let this is run amok.
Oh, let them have
it. Let's run amok.
Fart this, ass that.
It's horrible. This is horrible.
Christine, now, they follow me too. We are a humble movement in the mountains of North Carolina. We love hiking and in and around Asheville. We are fart.
Block them. Block them.
I follow them.
No, they're making a mockery of this.
I love them. Let's start a movement.
Yes.
Let's not start
the movement. That's another group.
This is ridiculous. I stand with the state.
Clamp
on this.
Down.
Clamp down
Clamp
on this.
Clamp down on fun.
Let me ask you this. Listen, we got a call. I'll re-air it now. When we first talked about this, a guy had done something similar to his truck, not with a license plate, but with the decoration of the truck.
A buddy, he's a Dodge guy, I'm a Chevy guy, but he purchased a Ford truck, a 85, mm-hmm. a few years ago. It's beat all the snot, it's brown, and he's colorblind. So he had no clue what color it was when he bought it. Well, he brought it to the house, and he said, well, what color is it? And I said, it's actually kind of a turd color. So we changed Ford on the tailgate to turd. And it rides around Asheboro all the time, and we have pictures on Facebook from random people. We've never really had a complaint.
That's traditional spelling of the word turd.
T-U-R-D.
Absolutely. You can change the F pretty easily into a T, and you can change the U, the O into a U pretty easily.
Yeah.
Okay. Lisa, I want the state clamping down on this scoff law as well. This old scallywag over here.
I have bad news for you about that, because that is where the Supreme Court, when they came down saying that license tags, license plates, were state speech, they said that bumper stickers and decorations on your car are not state speech and cannot be regulated.
Mm-mm.
So he can say turd all he wants. He
the
can say word.
Lives.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
What about like really bad words? Like what about like the C word or the F word?
Oh no, they get away with that as long as it's like a bumper sticker or something like that. They can say that kind of stuff.
Two thumbs up, man.
Mm-hmm. Because I have a friend, you know, who wants a C word bumper sticker. I can't say who it is.
They can have it.
Okay, he wants to call. He calls
this person work in the building.
Right. Yeah. He calls like politicians sometimes.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They don't want that.
Usually females.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's terrible.